This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Father Tom and Anthony today, and we're looking at Romans 8.
Oh.
And the scripture says, it is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus, who died, yes, and who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who is to condemn us? Not Jesus. Oh no, we're not going to be condemned. The devil condemns us. He is the accuser of the brethren. He condemns us. The Lord Jesus says in the 10th chapter of St. John, no one can snatch you out of my hands. No one can snatch you out of my hands, because the Lord Jesus has a great grip on you, on me, on us. No one can snatch us from the hands of Jesus. And remember, those hands are nail marked and they are glorified. They are the glorified hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Oh, the devil wants us to think that we've been separated from the love of God, but nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Why? Because he shed his blood for you and me and us. He shed his blood. He died for us. He was raised for us. He ascended and speaks our names at the right hand of the Father. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. But the devil will tell us, I already have separated you. No, because of what you did. Tell him to go where? Go to hell in the name of Jesus. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Why? Because of the cross, because of the blood, because of the death of Jesus and the powerful resurrection of the Lord. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That means we are in Christ. You see, to be in Christ is to be in the power of the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, many people that are in Christ do not know the power of the Holy Spirit, that power that raised Jesus from the dead. We are in Christ, and we have been given the Holy Spirit. Remember what it says in John 20. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. That Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit that testifies to the person of Jesus. The Holy Spirit that gives us the grace to say, Abba, Daddy, Father. This real. Don't be hoodwinked today that you are separated from God. Don't be hoodwinked. That's what the enemy wants to try to do to you. You did it, and now you'll never come back to Jesus. He's a liar. Jesus said the devil is a liar, and he has been a liar from the beginning. And what do you think he does now? He lies. And unfortunately, the lies are coated with sugar. And they make us want to suck on them. No, no, no. He's a liar. Jesus is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. I tell you, I'm talking to Catholics today. I'm talking to people that aren't Catholic today. Jesus is the way to the Father. There is no other way to the Father but through Jesus Christ and his shed blood and resurrection. no other way. I can be the best doobie I could be that does not bring me into the kingdom of God. It is only through the blood of Jesus and through the power of his death and resurrection that we are brought into the kingdom of God. That is why we need to keep on preaching about his death, blood, resurrection to the people that they might receive Jesus in faith and give their lives to him. You see, in baptism, the Lord came to me at 40 days old. But you know, there was a time when I had to say, I turn my life over to you, Jesus. I know at baptism, wonderful things happened. I became a new creation, but now I'm a big boy. I need you. I turn my life over to you. That's a real thing. Things begin to happen when we turn our life over to Jesus. Things begin to happen. I tell you, I don't understand people that are in the ministry that says nothing happens. I won't tell you. Nothing happens because the power of the Holy Spirit is not there. You surrender to Jesus and ask him for the outpouring of the Spirit, and things begin to happen. That's the way it is. We need to live Pentecost. We need to live the power of the Spirit leading everyone to Jesus Christ. I remember when I was a seminarian, the professor said to me in front of the class, Tom, you are Spirit-centered. I said to him, no, Father, I am Christ-centered. Jesus is at the center of my life. The Spirit comes because Jesus has breathed his Spirit on me through baptism, confirmation, ordination, and because of my faith. Oh, I am so desperate for the Holy Spirit. Nothing happens without the gift of the Holy Spirit. Nothing happens. Pentecost should be normal for the people who say they are Christian. Oh, yes, that means speaking in tongues, prophesying, healing the sick, doing things that only the apostles did. But you see, we say, well, you know, no, you don't know anything. We are called to do those things in the power of the Spirit. Jesus is not dead. He's at the right hand of the Father. And he wants you to be clothed with the Holy Spirit. And you do these things in the name of Jesus. What things? Pray for the sick and see them healed, laying hands upon people and seeing them come to Christ, doing things that only Christ can do through you. You see, he did not raise up a church so that we go to church on Sunday. He raised up a church so that we would live for him every single day, that every moment of our days belong to Jesus Christ. He did not raise up a church so that we could just receive sacraments. Oh, no, the holy sacraments are for us so that we can live a victorious life. It's all real, but without the Holy Spirit, it's all words. Words, words, words. I remember watching a motion picture about Francis of Assisi. And he says, words, words, words. I once believed in words, but no more do I believe in words. I believe in the Word made flesh. His name is Jesus. That's who I believe in. I believe that he reveals the Father. I believe that he and the Father send to us Pentecost. How we need Pentecost. The church without Pentecost is limp and half alive. Pentecost should be every day of ordinary time. There we go with that word, ordinary time. I don't like it because there's nothing ordinary about living by grace. It's supernatural. There's nothing ordinary by living for Jesus Christ. It's supernatural. And how do we do it? We surrender. Here I am, Lord. I surrender. I come to do your will. My friends, it's very simple. God wants to use you powerfully, but you need to give yourself to Jesus Christ. God wants you to lay hands upon the sick and see them well, but you need to give your life to Jesus Christ.
Because when you give your life to Jesus Christ, He puts His divine life in you. Right now, you have victory by the Holy Spirit flowing through your veins, inspiring the thoughts in your mind, putting the power of God in your words. Just feel that precious Holy Spirit moving through you, and empowering you, enlightening you, letting you know Jesus in the thoughts of God, that Jesus, as he was on this earth, was fully God and fully man, but he operated as fully man in the power of the Holy Spirit as an archetype of who you and me were called to be. To be born again means to be born from above. That when Jesus came, he was the first of the new man, imbued with God's power, imbued with God's love, imbued with God's divinity. That the Father is beating in your heart and acting in your will. That Jesus is flowing in your blood and thinking in your intellect. That the Holy Spirit is breathing in your breath and controlling your memory. That you have victory, the game is rigged, but you need to enforce the victory in your life. That the devil wants you to think that you are powerless and you are a victim. But you are a victor and you walk in victory in Jesus Christ. That you want to not only know, that you want to be best friends with Jesus, that you want to honor the Father, but that you need to know the precious Holy Spirit, that he is sensitive and we are called to have a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. That he speaks to us in a still small voice. God only yells at us when we're not listening. But the Holy Spirit wants to gently inspire your thoughts. The Holy Spirit wants to just guide you like a soft wind on a sailboat and blow you through this life. That every second of every day, you know, God has graces reserved for you in each and every second that you will ever live. But every second we want to keep our gaze and our attention focused on the living God, Jesus Christ, because what we are consumed by begins to consume us. Are you consumed by God today? Are you consumed by the wisdom of Jesus, by the love of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Father? Because when we are consumed with God, then he begins to consume us. The problem is never that God doesn't live us. It's how much do we love God? We show God we love him by giving him our attention. We show God we love him by being obedient to the Lord. You see, God is consumed and madly in love with you. He wants to be intricately involved in each and every decision of our life. We're not checking the box on Sunday, maybe even checking a box, doing a rosary, maybe going to prayer meeting on Wednesday night and checking out. You see, no, every second of my life is lived with God in mind. Every second of your life is to be lived with God in mind, that you are living in the river of God, that there is a divine flow upon your life, that we are thanking God, good, bad, or indifferent, that when things are going good, we're thanking God. When things don't seem to be going good, But God still has his hand on you, and he's allowing you to go through this trial because he wants to lift you higher in the spirit. He's allowing you to go through this trial so you can come into a deeper surrender, that we are thanking God in each and every moment. You see, when things aren't going as we have planned, those are the moments that we get to be the closest to Jesus Christ, because we get to thank him for the good, the bad, the ugly, that everything that is happening to you is being used for the good. That even if you drill down on the demons would have to admit they are being used by God for tools of our sanctification. You see, even the demons become good when everything becomes to the light of God. Because what do the demons do? They make us holy. They make us turn from our sins. They make us turn back to God. Jesus and God has ordained every second of your life to make us holy and make us love God deeper. But every moment, every second, we need to just thank God. Thank God and love him. Because when we thank God in everything, it is only then can he give us more.
And we are called to be holy. Now, it is not holiness that our hands are always folded, lifted up to heaven. No, no, no. Holiness comes from our surrender to Jesus every day. Holiness comes from our being in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer every day. Holiness comes when we confess our sins in confession and be washed with the blood of the Lamb. Holiness comes when we surrender.
And holiness is ownership. That's what holiness is. Nothing that we can do or accomplish on our own. Holiness is ownership. How much does Jesus Christ own your life? Because only he can make you holy.
Thou alone art holy. Thou alone art Lord. Thou alone, O Jesus Christ, are most high, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. You see, this Holy Spirit is so necessary. We don't even know the power of the Holy Spirit the way we should know. People don't even understand that they should be experiencing Pentecost. Oh, yes. What was the first thing Peter did after he spoke in tongues and the fire of God was on his head? He opened the door of the cenacle of the dining room and he went outside and said, "This Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah." Oh, he preached. I could just see Peter preaching. Like this, he never preached before. Wonderful preaching. If you're a preacher, my friend, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I could not exist having not received the holy baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's the experience of Pentecost. Now, I know we received the Holy Spirit at baptism and confirmation, but I also know I want to experience that life of the Holy Spirit that came through baptism and confirmation. I want to know the power of him who gave his life for me and rose from the dead. It's all about the power of the Holy Spirit leading us to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Do you know the power of God? If you don't, get on your knees and say, "I want to know the power of the Holy Spirit." And if you can't get on your knees, raise your hands and say, "I want to know the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to know Pentecost in my own life. I want to know that there is a cost in Pentecost, and it means that I surrender every cell of my being to the Lord Jesus Christ." What about you? I'm not talking cheap stuff. I'm talking about giving it all to the Lord, you know? I used to play poker, and at one time, you put it all in the pot. It all goes into the pot. You're either going to win or going to lose. I tell you, all that I am and have goes into the pot. And I know I'm not going to lose. I know I am a winner, not because of me, but because of the blood, because of the resurrection, because of the coming of the Holy Spirit. What about you? Do you know that you're a victor, or are you just a victim today? Jesus became the victim on the cross. He said, I will draw all people to myself when I'm raised up on the cross. He drew you into his sacred heart, and he wants for you victory. Victory, victory, victory.
And confidence is a staircase to God. When we approach the throne of God with confidence and boldness, which is fruit of the Holy Spirit, it delights God. We direct our lives by the words we speak and the face we carry. That we need to know God, know Jesus through the Holy Spirit, and have faith and trust in him. And release the victory of Calvary, because today Jesus, he wants to heal your heart. Jesus gave bodies to men so they may be sanctuaries where he would go and delight in them. You are a sanctuary. You are a tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord has promised to bring you from glory to glory. Even when we don't feel like we have victory, what is happening is we are dying to ourselves. We are dying to our will. We are dying to our pride. We are dying to everything that cannot come to heaven with us. And we're doing a little bit of purgatory on this earth, so we don't need to do it after we pass. You know, I need to get over myself. And God puts me in situations where I need to surrender to him, where I cannot trust on my own power, where I cannot rely on my own understanding, where I cannot think in my own intellect, where I say, Jesus, you know what? Take the wheel, I surrender. And in fact, I'm never behind the driver's seat, because I'm sitting in passenger seat. Jesus is driving a convertible, and I'm just along for the ride. And I'm going from situation to situation, from glory to glory with Jesus Christ. In every moment, I'm being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And I'm saying, Jesus, thank you for putting me in this situation. I love you in this situation. You see, gratitude is the quickest way to win the heart of God. When God sees that you are grateful for the little he has given to you, he knows you are ready to receive more. If you are not grateful, you are not ready to receive the more that God has for you. He needs to mature you in the spirit. We need to be deeply spiritual people as Catholics, as Christians. We need to understand that there is spiritual roots and spiritual causes for everything we're going through. That our exterior lives reflect what's going on in the inside. If you have chaos and bitterness and unhealed emotions on the inside, your life is going to reflect it. But if you have faith and love, and you let the Holy Spirit and the fire of the Holy Spirit come and burn out everything of God that's not of God, then your life reflects peace. Right now, Holy Spirit, come and overshadow your people. Put your love, put your power, put your wisdom, put your grace into each and every person. You know, we may be smart, but we may not be wise. Wisdom is the ability to see things as God sees things. Because in the human mind, we might see a mountain, but God sees a molehill. We might see tragedy, but God sees on the other side of this trial, there is breakthrough for you.
God sees not only how it is, but how it will be in Jesus Christ. You see, no one is God's impossible case. And the devil would have you believe that you are that person. You see, if you were that person, you know what you'd have to do? By the tabernacle, there's a red light. You'd have to carry the red light with you all the time, because you with a person that God could not fix. That's pride. That's pride. God wants to fix you through love, not through hurting you, but through love. The love of God has been poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself offered himself to the Father through the Holy Spirit. We now offer ourselves to the Heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. We need the unction of the Spirit. We need the power of the Spirit. We need the love of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. And our model is Mary. She was inundated by the Holy Spirit. And what happened? Jesus was formed. If we are inundated by the Holy Spirit, Jesus is formed in our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, come and give us the holiness of Pentecost. Come and draw our hearts to the risen Christ. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you. We love you. Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.